I'm here to talk to you about the idea of possibly failing but being able to maybe move forward at the same time. I was at a teach meet very recently in East Lothian, the one that Fergal was hosting, and I spoke there with a lady called Rowena Blair from Edinburgh University, and we talked about a project that we've been doing with my third year casting designers. Almost forgot to introduce myself. I'm Patricia Smythe and I teach craft design and technology in Edinburgh. And I'm not going to actually talk about the same project, but I want to give you a little 30-second overview of the sort of technical aspects of what I was doing with Rowena and my third year crafting designers. Each pupil was given a Fizzbook spin that you can see up on the screen, and the idea was, rather than create a paper-based folio, we were going to have an e-folio of all their design work and their designing and such like. And it was turned out a really sort of rich experience. Rather than it all being done on paper, we could take photos and videos and they could work collaboratively with each other across the Fizzbooks and things. We also brought the Fizzbooks into the workshop, and it was a really good tool to have sitting next maybe on the workbench, and it sort of allowed us to kind of hoover up all the evidence that a kid goes through when they're having a practical learning experience, which is usually quite tricky to gather. But like I said, I'm not actually going to talk all about the Fizzbooks because I already have another time, and it is available online. David put it online via EduTalk website. What I wanted to talk tonight was about the designing itself and the nitty-gritty of what I got the kids to do. I gave them a brief. So, third year crafting designers, design and make something that tells the time and is personal to you or someone that you know. Very, very broad, very open brief. And I did that quite specifically because I wanted them to be maybe as creative as possible and keep it quite open-ended for them, maybe allow for a wee bit of innovation. I also wanted to ensure that it had that sort of personal aspect that meant something to the kids and they wanted to do it. So, at the start of the project, I was very keen and worked quite hard to get them creatively thinking. We explored the concept of time as a class. That was our wall display for a wee while in the classroom, and they all loved writing up and sort of exploring what time meant to them. We investigated lots of different ways in which we can tell the time, which was pretty cool. They liked sticking up photos and annotating them. And then I had to sort of cover a couple of things that they'd written up with extra wee pictures there, because I shouldn't have written up. Anyway, here we go. Thing was, at the start, from the onset of this, I took a bit of a risk as a teacher by giving them no constraints at all, by keeping it completely open for them. And usually you get kids coming up to you and they go, "Miss, can I make this? And can I make this? And what about that? Can I make it out of that? Can I do this? Can I do that?" And I did a blanket sort of, "Yes, you can. We can find whatever materials we can get and use, whatever processes we can use in the workshop. Let's try it out." And it was kind of risky. And this is the reason I've got my friend Scaredy Squirrel up here. Scaredy Squirrel is a character out of a children's storybook that my six-year-old son quite likes. And Scaredy Squirrel does not like doing new things. He has got a massive fear of the unknown, and this is what I as a teacher and me as my pupils were entering into in this project, because I didn't say we're making this and you're all going to make this and maybe do a wee bit of tweaking, a wee bit of designing in that aspect. Do what you want. Very, very broad. So that's my, he'll pop up a wee bit later on, Scaredy Squirrel. That's a wee analogy there. So why did I want to do this? And what problems could it pose? Well, the problems was it's going to be really hard to manage. 20 different kids in the workshop doing lots of different things. Physically, as a teacher, you can't spread yourself that thin. So that was going to be the first hurdle that I had to get myself across. And secondly, the biggest risk was it could all just sort of fail. It could not work out. Maybe a kid designed something and it didn't work. And that was, for me, quite a bit of a challenge. So, there he is again. Advantages of never, he doesn't like leaving his nut tree, this scaredy squirrel guy. And I think a lot of us, certainly me, I like to stay in that safe place of my teaching. I like to know the route where the kids are going. So this project was doing quite the opposite of that. It is also very important to fail, but I was very aware of the delicate balance between giving pupils freedom in their designing, complete freedom, but ensuring that they had a direction in which they were going to travel and a focus. And don't get me wrong, I didn't say just on you go and let them all do whatever they wanted. I did have a little bit of direction, a bit of focus. I think that's important to mention. So what did happen? Well, firstly, the management issue, 20 different kids making 20 different, very different things. I knew that they were going to have to start helping each other and teaching each other how to maybe polish up a bit of plastic, or maybe cut something on a guillotine, or mark something out. And these are just a couple of photos of a really rich variety of experiences that went on. Something I was really proud as a teacher. Oh, I'm in front of it, sorry. Something I was really proud as a teacher to see happening in the workshop. The other great advantage was creativity and innovation. And you can sort of see down here, this boy Harry designed a clock in the shape of an egg, which he turned on the lathe, cut in half, drilled out a hole, and inserted a small clock face into. Never in a million years would I ever have come up with that idea, and I'm pretty sure no one in third year in a secondary school will again. So I was proud, really proud of their work. Here's a couple of examples of, you know, what they got up to, all very, very different from each other. And there's Scott. Absolutely, he was like, "Miss, take a photo, I really want the photo on the website." He was really pleased with that. Worked a long time, came up at lunch, cutting out all those holes and plugging them in with different types of wood. And that notion of pride is the thing that I want to finish on what I'm talking to you about. Because I was very proud of them. They were proud of themselves. They'd all made these wonderful clocks and stuff. I was busy showing this work off to a fellow teacher, and I was thinking, "Wow, look at this. Oh, he's made this fantastic clock, hasn't he?" And then I realised when I was talking to my teacher that I worked with in the department, really nice guy, that I was starting to make all these qualifying statements when I was showing him this work. Oh, he was quite experimental when he was doing this. He went off on a bit of a tangent, and he worked really hard in those rivets. This guy was actually a very, very able pupil, and I'm pretty sure if you were all techie teachers in here, you would be casting quite a critical eye on that work. You would be thinking, "It's not finished very well, is it? It's a bit weird. What was he trying to do?" And I realised as I was speaking to this teacher that when we allow ourselves to take a step forward and allow stuff like this to happen, we feel very protective over our work, and we feel that, well, maybe it's not quite up to other people's standards, maybe it's not the best. And the point I'm trying to make here is that it wasn't the finished product that was important, although some of them were wonderful, some of them were terrible. I didn't show you them, it was really terrible. Some of them were pretty bad. This was actually very, very creative. And it's important that as teachers, we support each other and allow creativity. And only through that, only through that can true innovation happen, as you can see what I'm trying to suggest by this picture here. That's really, I hope that we can I hope that we can try and jump out of the nut tree, so that we're all not in the same old place at the same old spot doing the same old things with the same old set of objectives. I hope that we use the curriculum for excellence to be supportive of each other and move forward take steps that we wouldn't usually do, and it really is quite fun.